The Lord bless you with his hope, dear family. And I want to tell you, first of all, that God is in control. Secondly, President Trump is nobody's fool. Thirdly, God will bring to pass what he has spoken through his prophets. As a matter of fact, Trump won the election, but others are trying to steal it by lying. The Lord laughs at the doings of the nations, for he is God, and above all the doings of men. It was brought to my attention by our webmaster that Q had told all these things would happen 2 years ago. And if you check the agenda, the next event is going to be a media blackout for 10 days, after which there will no longer be any lying media. Everything is going as planned, and so much evidence is now coming to light, along with odd things like Kamala Harris being reinstated as a U.S. senator. Now, why in the world would she do that if she were legally voted in as the vice president? Forgive me for having the world's viewpoint, but these are facts we cannot ignore. There is credible evidence that the incident in Washington with a woman supposedly being killed was a false flag rehearsed with the Capitol Police before it happened. Did you notice the color of the blood? It was way off. And did you notice how the police moved the barricade for the demonstrators to rush the building? And did you notice the guy with the buffalo horns in the face paint? He is an Antifa operative and a leader who appears that way during an operation. Whether law enforcement tells the truth or not, God is still in control, and what he needs from us right now is prayer, prayer, prayer. Pray for President Trump. Pray for the American public that is so ignorant of the mainstream media propaganda and lies. From what I understand, the next move is 10 days of media blackout while arrests take place all over the nation with the traitors. During that time, the president will be on our emergency radio network to explain exactly what is taking place and quell public anxiety. Our peace comes from the Lord, so please press in and pray. This had to happen to expose the traitors against the American Republic and our Constitution. Those rioters were Antifa thugs that were escorted by Washington police all the way to the Capitol on buses, not Trump supporters, as they are trying to convince others of. Total lies. We know who we are and who we are not, and we are not violent. Just ask yourself who stands to benefit from disrupting the proceedings. And the answer is simple, the enemy. Our posture must remain prayerful while all is going on, because our prayers ensure a victory. God is absolutely still in control, and it is our duty to back him up with prayers and offerings. Lord, do you have a word for us? Jesus began, I am here in the midst of you. While things look very bad from the outside, what is happening from the inside is very hopeful. You must keep your cool and stay in prayer. So much depends on your faithful prayers. This is a cooperative venture between you and I. You pray and I act. All that has been accomplished so far, and it is much more than you're able to see or realize. All of it has happened because you prayed and fasted. I accept the littlest gifts from those who give with a good heart. Your heartfelt prayers have swung the pendulum in a much better direction. Remember that your capital is under my mother's jurisdiction. As you ask for her intercession, she too swings into action. There are many faithful Catholic and Orthodox believers around the world that appear to be little nobodies and ineffectual, but that couldn't be further from the truth. They are very little ones whose prayers, purity, and faith move mountains. All over the world, from the Middle East and around the globe to China, people are praying for the overthrow of evil in this nation and in their own. Do not be discouraged by appearances. Just continue to pray and watch my hand move. There is still work to be done if you remain faithfully in prayer. Thank me even for the things that seem to be going in the wrong direction, because I am using those things in a way you cannot understand from your perspective. I'm not excluding the rapture, but that still remains shrouded in mystery in my Father's plan. You must always be ready, with a clean conscience and your flasks full of oil, for you do not know the hour or the day in which I will come. If you stay prepared, you will be ready. If you were lazy, slothful, and irresponsible, not looking to the needs of others, you will be left behind in that hour. Continue also to repent for your nation. Only now are you getting a glimpse of the depths of depravity your elected officials have sunken into. Were the truth to be told out in the open, all that happens behind locked doors, some would die of grief on the very spot. It is far worse than what anyone has imagined, and far more pervasive than anyone imagined. Satan has many in his back pocket, and now that the brackish water has been drained, the real filth is being exposed. Do not stop praying. Put your heart into your prayers. There is great hope.